Welcome back to our podcast, Mum and Son Podcast. So if this has just popped up randomly, or if you just clicked it, I am Minor and this is my mum,
Monica.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Today, it's a new year. Happy New Year, listeners.
Happy New Year.
If you're listening from anywhere, please drop the comment below where you're listening from. We would love to hear where you're listening from. This is our brand new podcast in brand new year. Today we're going to just talk a little bit about on holiday. I want to explore and take you back to your memory lane, Manav, and see what you can recall from your earliest days, or what is your early memory about holidays. I know we've done lots and lots of holidays, and I also know you may not remember everything, but this is an opportunity for me also to find out. Everybody who's listening, this is a raw conversation. We have not brainstormed or planned on this topic because I really wanted to be raw, especially on this one. So your earliest memory on holiday, Manav, what do you recall?
Well, I remember 2022 when we went to America, but Mukchu was only like 3 months old.
Mm.
So the flight there was really long because we went from Sydney Airport to San Francisco Airport.
Mm.
So it was also an overnight trip. So I just had to sleep for a few hours because, of course, I needed sleep. And when I woke up, we had some nice breakfast. And yeah, we arrived. It was all good.
It was all good. That's good. Now, do you remember us as a parent doing anything for that holiday, or you just turned up to the airport? Do you remember any preparation from our end, or it did not matter to you then?
I think Lucen uncle, mm-hmm. He's dad's friend.
Yeah.
He drove us there.
He did. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
It was very early morning.
Yeah, it was early flight. So you don't really recall mom and dad packing bags or doing any preparation?
I remember you waking me up and like me putting my shoes on and stuff like that. Mm. And like and clothes to rug me up.
That was on that day.
Yeah, it was okay. Really cold.
So what I'll take on is you don't really remember anything, the process, I guess, because you're only talking about on the day stuff. So what I am getting is you don't recall or remember the process.
I do remember something. Daddy said that, like, when we get there, he said he would get me something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was waiting, and I was like, how many more days? How many more days? Because that was when I still, how many more days? Like, still, I don't know how to say it.
You were still not sure about the timing. I guess now in 2025, you can do your math in your head and say, okay, we are 10 days away, so it's too early to talk about so-and-so stuff. So you kind of can calculate and understand the timing better than what you were or used to.
Mm-hmm. So coming back to America, when we arrived there, I was also pretty tired for some reason.
It was a long flight.
Yeah. Even though I slept, the flight there was very long to me.
Yeah.
Because Moksh was crying, you guys were, you know, like,
stressed.
Feeding him stuff.
Yeah.
And he was even on, like, those cot things.
He was 3 months old.
So, yeah.
He was baby.
Yeah, like really little.
Yeah. Great. Thank you for sharing. Now, anything in between then and now? Do you recall or remember any other travel? It can be short or long trip. I just wanted to touch base on the preparation side of it. Like, what it meant for you when you were younger, when your mommy and daddy said, oh, we are traveling. What it meant for you then, and what does it mean for you now? Now you understand things more better, and now you participate as well. Do you see any difference then and now? When we say, oh, we are traveling, does it mean differently to you?
So my feelings, they were like, back then, were like, oh, we're going on a holiday, yay. And I'm like, what are we going to do? What fun are we going to have? And like, can you please pack this? Or can you please pack that? I wasn't much helpful. But now that I'm much older, I'm like, okay, yay, we're going on a holiday. We're going to this country. What do I know about this country? Have I learned a bit of that country, or have I known stuff? Okay, this country is known for this or that. Okay, maybe we can get that. I'll put that on my checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also go, can I help you with the packing? Because now I'm old enough to like do the packing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can help you with the packing, so it'll be easier to pack and less stress on like the last minute.
Mm-hmm. What we have also noticed is we're planning a trip in a near future. The biggest difference, if you ask me, what I've seen is in our previous. So in our previous trips, you were just a spectator. Like, you would just see things and not participate. Now, You are actually starting to participate. When I say participate, you have done some research for our upcoming trip. And your dad and I are super proud of that. You've not only researched, but you have also kind of calmed down. As in, you're not asking about, you know, when are we going? What are we doing? You're not super excited or anxious about it.
I am still super excited, but I'm not like, where are we going?
Yeah. Yes, we are excited, but the excitement is towards, okay, what can we do now to make our trip a lot better? So the excitement, you are putting all that excitement into action, as in, okay, this is our first time doing this trip as a family. We're going here. Let's do some research on what we can take, what we can do, what we should not do, what we should pack, and all that. So that is very helpful for mom and dad. One, you're not nagging about, oh, when are we going? What are we doing? There is no constant. Sometimes too much excitement is also not too good for parents, because they are already stressed about a lot of things in life. And when their kids do not understand and just throw their excitement, then it is still not good. What I can see now is there is a fine balance of excitement in you, and there is a balance of mommy, daddy, calmness and excitement, which is a beautiful balance. And you are actually helpful. That's the difference, I feel. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I know this question might be too big for you, but I will put it out there. As I should said earlier, this is a raw podcast. We have really not discussed. I wanted it to be like raw coming from Manav and not really manipulate this answer for the sake of, you know, all the audience. Can you believe? I forgot my question. My question was, traveling mean a lot to, mean different to different people, right? I know you are too young, you're turning 9 soon, but what do you think traveling is, or holiday? Let's not put holiday as a word, traveling. What do you mean the traveling is?
Like a little vacation from your comfort space, so like from school, home, to also explore stuff, because like maybe when you're older, you can go to those places and you can travel. And like that word travel, to me, it feels like travel. You could be doing something fun. Like travel also kind of has the word fun mixed with it somewhere. But sometimes traveling doesn't always have that word fun. Because sometimes you could get hurt or sad.
So that's your definition.
Basically.
Yeah, that's okay. There's no wrong or right answer. I just wanted to get your perspective. Now, what do you think you have learned throughout the travels you have done so far? I know there were many that you probably don't remember. You were too young. But I'm sure there are many that you have remembered. I really want you to go again down in that memory lane, you know, poke your brains and get those stuff out. I'm sure you have learned or seen new things, or, yeah, I don't want to give you clues, but my question, straightforward question is, what are some learnings that you have done through your traveling so far?
So, basically in the travels before, and like maybe even after America, or like the travels I had, usually they're first timers, so like first time. And I know that, I know where to stay away. Oh, I need to be cautious of this. Oh, I need to stay, I need to do this. Oh, so like stuff that...
Do you have some examples?
Yeah, so like in Nepal, I didn't know there were boom gates for doors. Like, it's like apartments kind of there. And the boom gate, like, closed it. And I thought it was like ordinary doors, but I never knew it was a boom gate till somebody told me that my fingers could get stuck in it. And then I was like, ugh, I should stay away from that. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I should also be cautious of my surroundings.
Yeah.
In Nepal. Like, there might be cars, there might be stores. There's stuff, like, all over the streets.
Sure. Thank you for sharing. So, those are the learnings. I think if I can summarize it, when you go to... One thing I want to pick from your sentence is comfort zone. I think you did mention that traveling is something you do out of your comfort, which is beautiful, Manav. And that's why we travel, because we want to see what is out of our comfort and see what we can learn from that. Because learning is the game, name of the game of our life. Learning is like ever going thing. Nepal example is beautiful because you have always lived in Australia until you were 7. When you went to Nepal, that was your first visit
to your home.
To somewhere out of Western world, and you had never seen cows or dogs
in the loose,
and you had never not seen the traffic, random traffics, which was a big thing for you. You were quite amazed and shocked.
And the vehicles.
Yep. So, yeah, see, that's a perfect example of travel. Because of traveling, you saw that part of the world. You saw that that part, and you learned, oh, there's a different part of the world, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else that you want to share as an example that would be part of your learning through travel? Some fun memories, maybe?
Maybe. Nepal also has really good fields and stuff. So now I know not to carry stuff that's really loose, unless there's like a bag or something to hold it, because it could fall out and you could lose it.
It could fall out anywhere, yeah. Not only in Nepal.
Yeah, but there's a really big chance that could happen, I think, maybe. Yeah.
Cool. For me, if I have to share something, traveling has been a life-changing experience for me. We used to travel before you guys as well, before you and your brother, your dad and I. I never traveled in Nepal. I only learned about traveling and reading when I first came to Australia. So your dad and I, we've traveled before you guys were born. And that's when we noticed the benefit and, the happiness that gave to both of us. And we decided, even though it will be hard with children, once we have our kids, we will travel with our kids. Your dad and I decided before you guys were born. So we started to travel with you when you were under 1 year. So our first international trip with you was you when you were just under 1 year. We did a couple of long road trips when you were just under two. Traveling is a great teacher for me. It teaches about myself. It teaches me how to react or act in different situations, because you are, as you rightly mentioned, you're always out of your comfort zone. It teaches a lot about the relationship. As you might have noticed in our recent Europe trip, the way I treated you and the way I treated Moksh was different, because I expected a lot from you in that recent travel. Didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You were expected to take care of luggage as well, along with your mom and dad, because we had younger brother to look after as well. So, see, that's something we had never done with you before. That was our first time when we expected a lot from you. And you actually did amazing job there.
Wow.
Yeah?
I thought I just did pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were amazing.
If you thought I was amazing, I'll say I'm amazing.
Yeah, you were amazing. Travel, it teaches a lot about our relationship as well. We learn about trusting each other. We have to learn how to work with each other as a team, trust each other. That's what travel does to me. And I am so looking forward to travel all around the world with my family. And every travel will be different because we are evolving and growing and being a better version of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
On that happy note, we'll wrap up this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast. We hope you liked it. Please like, subscribe, and that would help us real good. That would help us a lot.
Thank you. And also, I would like to drop a quick sentence. When I see the view and the subscriber number, the view is double the subscriber number. So please, if you are enjoying our content, do us a favor by subscribing, liking, and sharing. As Manav rightly mentioned, it will help us grow. On that note, we will be back in action again from next week. It is a weekly podcast. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.